You're listening to Rosie on the House.
And it's the first Saturday of the month. That means we're talking farm fresh, and we have Julie Murphy with the Arizona Farm Bureau in. This is about our third year, I think, doing this. And our goal with this hour, and our outdoor living hour here at 8 o'clock at Rosie on the House, is to connect you, the Arizona listening audience, homeowner and consumer, with local farm products that are being brought to market in real time today. And it's January.
It's my favorite season because we've got all our winter crops. Good morning, Romy. I'm glad to be on again. And all the winter crops are like your leafy greens, and that's what we're going to get to talk about today. A lot of your root vegetables also, but it seems like we have such a vast array of fruits and vegetables being harvested right now. It is the time to eat well.
The time to eat well, and Jan Diotry actually put together a recipe for us. I'm not somebody that gets excited about salad. But listen to this, shrimp, avocado, roasted corn salad.
Oh, that sounds great.
That I can get excited about. Yep. So we'll have a Jan Diotry's recipe in a little bit. And one of the things that you do is you bring in a local farmer or rancher to talk about whatever is being brought to market from somebody that produces it. So introduce your guest that you brought with us this morning all the way from Yuma, Arizona.
Yes, he's in studio with you and I, John Boltz. And he's one of my favorite. I have a lot of favorites, but he's one of my favorites, produce farmers from Yuma. And his wife, Alicia, is actually here, too. She's swearing she doesn't want to say anything, but we even have her mic'd up in case she has to correct John with anything that he might say incorrectly.
It's so great to be here this morning with you, Romy and Julie. Thank you.
Now, one of the things I always enjoy when we talk about, when we're in our Farm Fresh segments of the broadcast is history. I don't think you've ever brought a farmer in here that just moved to Arizona 10 years ago, 5 years ago, last month. They're multi-generational. John, are you an exception to that?
A little bit. I moved here when I was a pretty young kid and grew up most of my youth here in Arizona and Yuma. And my father and his father and grandfather had farmed in central eastern Nebraska, and they'd had a pretty good run there, but late 70s and early 80s was pretty rough farm economy in the Midwest. So my dad was looking for some free market agriculture and looked at Blythe, California and La Paz County, Arizona, and ended up settling in Yuma. And the free market agriculture opportunities there and the opportunity to crop same piece of ground twice a year, it's just, it's second to none. It's one of the best places in the country to be a farmer.
And that twice a year is pretty critical. That's something no one in Nebraska has any clue about. It's pretty hard to get corn under snow.
It's pretty tough.
So what do you farm in Yuma?
So on our farm, we farm about 2,000 acres, and most of the acreage is farmed into two crops. But we'll have fresh vegetables all winter long. So we'll have a lot of lettuce, iceberg and romaine lettuce. Some years we'll have leaf lettuce, broccoli, cauliflower, spinach, that sort of thing. In the spring and fall, we grow fresh melons for fresh and fresh cut. And then in the spring and summer, we move into durum wheat, which is for pasta. Arizona grows some of the best durum wheat in the world. And
I think, Julie, you even mentioned there's places in Italy that'll order our wheat for their pastas because it's better than what they produce.
Italy is like one of our number one importers of our durum wheat. They love us.
Absolutely, yeah. Anywhere from 40 to 60% of the crop that's grown here in Arizona and in the Dakotas ends up going to Italy. And what stays here in general frequently is processed by companies out of Italy, Barilla's and those folks. They all, they know where to go get the best durum.
Wonderful. Well, today we're featuring lettuce because Yuma produces more lettuce than... It's like what? It's in the 90%.
Yeah, depending on the week of the year, in the winter months, for about 4 months, we're producing about 90%+ of the lettuce consumed in the U.S. and Canada, and we're very proud of that, being the winter lettuce capital of the world. So, It's a great business to be in, and we're just thankful to have so many people eating salads.
If you look at the Arizona Farm Bureau's agricultural wheel, it's a $23 billion industry. When you add up the three different types of lettuce and leafies, greens that come off of that wheel, it's the lettuce portion of that agricultural wheel is over $700 million that can contribute to Arizona's economy.
I'm proud of those numbers that you've got in your head, Romy. You're doing better than I am. One of the statistics that I'm learning from John that I keep trying to say as often as I can just to have it in my head to help us realize how much leafy greens is being produced in Yuma. So daily, you and I and Americans across the United States are eating 130 million servings of salad daily. That's daily. And then if you calculate that annually and bring in California, it's 50 billion servings on an annual basis. That means, and this is why agriculture in Yuma is big, is that during the peak season, which starts in November, goes through March, we've got anywhere from 1,000 to 1,200, 1,500 semi-truckloads heading out across the United States and Canada so that my relatives in the Midwest can enjoy what I enjoy, which is this fresh leafy greens.
And talk about the history of lettuce. When y'all got to Yuma in the 70s, I mean, was it the lettuce capital then? I mean, you don't become the lettuce capital overnight.
Roughly in the 20s and going into the 30s, there were some folks that settled in the Salinas Valley of California. And those folks started producing leafy greens and shipping them across the country. And it was a popular business and, you know, a lot of risk. But the Salinas Valley and then a little bit later, they figured out Yuma was as well one of the most ideal places in the world, certainly in North America, to produce leafy greens and winter vegetables or vegetables. So those folks in Salinas were looking for a place that they could produce year-round and domestically and not have to go to Mexico. And Yuma was it. It took a few years of developing varieties and working on what particular types of lettuce worked really well there. And over the course of about a decade, they grew the business, and then they had a year-round supply that was coming right out of the good old U.S. of A., and we're very proud of that. So, you know, everybody likes local produce, but and that's great, but we're kind of the other local. So we're supplying everybody year-round out of Salinas and Yuma.
So how many acres of lettuce are in Yuma?
There's about 150,000 acres. And then also the Imperial County in California and Southeast California, just across the river there, and Bard area of California there. If you combine it all, there's about 200,000 acres of fresh vegetables that are produced. Most of them are shipped out of Yuma, so some of it's trucked over. There's a few coolers over in Imperial County, but most of it's hauled over to Yuma and shipped out of Yuma. And then it's also cross-docked with a lot of other stuff, some crops that we don't grow very much of in Arizona or in the United States anymore. Some of the more high labor-intensive crops like asparagus and other things are grown right across the border, and so they're brought across. And folks, when they send a truck out of Yuma, it might have a little bit. It might be all Yuma produce, or it might be some from Imperial County in Yuma, and then it might have a little bit of other stuff mixed in depending on its destination.
You told me the other day, John, that you were the national local type farmer. And I love that term, national local, because we're local somewhere, everywhere. And the other thing that we had talked about, this was a while back, that even just iceberg lettuce, you can be growing based on what you've contracted with shippers. Am I correct to say anywhere from 10 to 12 different varieties of just iceberg lettuce?
Yeah, any given week, you're going to have a number of different varieties of each type of lettuce that are grown. Some of them perform a little bit better. They're highly refined hybrids. And my hat's off really to the seed companies that do all that research and development. Some of them are family-owned operations. Some of them are seed companies that are owned by some of the largest brands in the world, like Bayer and those sorts of folks, and Syngenta. But they're all working on some of those great varieties. And, you know, we have to deal with different diseases and different aspects that are going on in our natural environment, things that don't want us to grow lettuce. And we have to work around that, and we have to find new varieties that are tolerant to mildew and different things like that so we can grow a healthy and bountiful crop for everybody across the U.S. and Canada to consume.
And I know that I can get your lettuce in my grocery local grocery store like within a day or two. But if I'm my family in the Midwest or back east, and it's being shipped out in refrigerated trucks, how quickly are they getting your lettuce?
Yeah, so the timetable is pretty fast. We grow it in the field. It takes anywhere from a month to 3 months, depending on whether we're talking about spinach, which is pretty quick, or lettuce that can take up to a little over 100 days for head lettuce to grow. And then, you know, when we put a knife to it in the field, within about an hour and a half, it's cooled. And within 24 hours, it ships out of Yuma to all points across the U.S. and Canada. So it just kind of depends on how long it takes that team of truck drivers to get it to the distribution center and then to your local supermarket. So it could be a matter of, you know, a day or two if we're in Arizona. It could be all the way to, you know, a week or a couple days longer than that if you're in Alaska or Maine or Newfoundland, that sort of thing.
But it's potential that I'm having your lettuce served, whether it's a restaurant or I bought it at the grocery store, within 2 to 3 to a week's time. That's amazing. And because it's refrigerated, it keeps it fresh and crisp.
Yeah, absolutely. The cold chain's imperative. You want to keep those products fresh and healthy for everybody. And that's keeping that cold chain about 35 degrees. That's the best. And we do that all the way through.
Now, how long will lettuce last?
You know, it depends on how it's handled. Most of it is good for about 2 to 3 weeks, sometimes a touch longer, depending on how it's handled. If it was washed in bag salad, some of those have an atmosphere put in the bag before the bag's sealed up, and they will last a little bit longer sometimes. But it's best to follow those use-by dates that are on there, and they're a great guide, and I highly recommend all consumers to follow those, especially with fresh products.
Now, I love iceberg lettuce. I like the crispiness of it. I like the coolness of it. I didn't even think about it till now, but it's a big part of my compost because I never get all the way through a whole head of iceberg lettuce before it kind of, you know, that crispiness starts to go away and it just goes right to the chickens in the compost. We're talking with John Boltz. Your farm?
Desert Premium Farms in Yuma.
Desert Premium Farms, along with Julie Murphy of the Arizona Farm Bureau. More right after this.